Let us mentally bow down to Bhagwan, our Ishta Devta, and to Puja Gurudev. May my mind remain on the self. And do the breathing, anulom vilom, 5 times each side, and then alternate 5 times. Slow deep breaths with a gap. Pause and move very slowly. Hands on the knees. Fingers in chin mudra if you wish. Consciously relax each part of the body. The toes, the feet, the ankles. Relax. The calves and the knees. The thighs and hips, relax. The back, all the way from the tailbone up to the neck. Pay attention to each part, each muscle, and relax. The hands, the fingers, the wrist. The forearm, the elbow. The upper arms, the shoulders, relax, both sides. Just breathe from the abdomen muscles and shift your attention to the abdomen organs in the below the chest and relax. Move the chest muscles and send positive energy to the heart and lungs. The neck, the mouth, the throat, the tongue. The eyes, the ears, nostril. Relax. The forehead, the scalp muscle. Watch your whole body from a distance. Start with spirit and matter. Ultimately, spirit alone is. There is no body. There is no physical body, just the spirit alone exists. Shloka for today is from Vivek Chudamani. Sharvirurbhi yogi yogi hrida bhavitam nakarnair bhavitam buddhya vidya manavastam atsthiyat brahma tatma tat Vamasi Bhavayatman. Bhavayatman. Meditate in your mind and intellect that Brahman you are. The one that does not have the six modification shall be ruled impure. We have six. We're in the mother's womb, then birth, growth, modification, deterioration and death. Asti jayate vardhate parinamyate apakshiyate inashya. But I have none of those six modifications. I am beyond all those six. I was never born. I will never die. That Brahman I am. Next line, bhavitam nakaraneir vibhavitam. The sense organs cannot reach Brahman. Brahman cannot be seen, heard, touched beyond all the activities of the senses. Can the intellect know it? Buddhya Vedyam. Intellect cannot know it. Intellect can only divide. But the Brahman cannot be divided. Intellect can only objectify. Brahman is not an object. It is beyond likes and dislikes, success and failure, good and bad. Nothing is in Brahman. All those belong to the intellect and the mind. Anavadyam asti yat, but it cannot be negated. There is never a time when this consciousness is not functioning through my equipments. That's why they say Vishnu Bhagavan has all senses, even though itself God has no senses, but it functions through all our senses, eyes, ears, nose. Brahman does not move, but all my movements are due to that consciousness which illumines my sense organs, organs of action. Brahman has no mind or intellect, no thoughts. Brahman is beyond all thoughts. But my mana, buddhi, chit, ahankar, my mind, my intellect, my memory and my ego, the subtle equipment, functions because of the presence of Brahman. And that consciousness is eternal, constant, even in deep sleep, that is active. Maintaining my body, my breathing, my senses, even in deep sleep. Do not think of Brahman as some Brahman somewhere, that Brahman. That Brahman you are, right here and now. That consciousness I am. I am beyond waking, dream, and deep sleep. In me, all the three states arise. Let us contemplate upon this for the next 10 minutes and shift your attention from the body, mind, and intellect to what is that which illumines all, the entire universe, all plants, animals, all species. That Brahman I am. In me arises this whole world. I am not in the world, the world is in me. Me as the consciousness, not me as this body. Think of that for the next few minutes and maintain that inner silence. Connect with the life principle within. शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो हरि ओम। Just as a mother, even while cooking in the kitchen, her awareness is on the little baby that is crawling around. Same way, while working in the world, let us keep part of our awareness on the self, the consciousness, the Brahman. Continue to do all your activities, but do not forget who I am. Hari Om.